faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, with Superman unaware of their plight, girl reporter Lois Lane and private detective Candy Myers are in grave danger as Harry Niles, the man they've been trailing, checks their story by telephone with Mike Hickey, corrupt political boss of Metropolis. Listen.
Hello, Mr. Hickey. This is Harry Niles. Listen, I had to call you because there's a guy and a dame here who says you sent them out here to take me. Yeah, they're right here.
It's curtain candy.
Easy, Miss Lane, easy.
Oh, you didn't, huh? Don't you worry. My uncle's holding a gun on him. Yeah, sure, I know what to do. So long.
They're spies, ain't they, Harry?
Yeah, Unc. They're spies, all right. But they ain't gonna do no more spying. Not in this world, they ain't.
Let's say you're watching a football game. Down on the field, Charlie Trippie, the All-American halfback, is playing a whale of a game. And you wish you could see him close up. Okay, here's your big chance. Now you can get a real close-up photo of Charlie Trippie as a prize. He's in that great Pep photo series of 24 famous screen and sports stars. You get a candid camera-sized photo in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Right. Besides Charlie Trippie, there's little Peggy Ann Garner of 20th Century Fox Pictures and lovely Joan Bennett of United Artists. Now, of course, you want to collect all 24 photos in this slick series, and the exciting way to trade your duplicate photos for ones you don't already have is Photo Swap. Later in the program, we'll show you how to play this thrilling swap game. Remember, collect your photo from every package of Pep, those catchy flakes of crisp whole wheat. At breakfast, every spoonful of Pep says, man, this is eating. That's Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
When Perry White, editor of the Metropolis Daily Planet, announced that he would run for mayor on a Reform Party ticket, Mike Hickey, powerful and corrupt political boss of the city, laid plans to nip this challenge in the bud. He arranged a fake automobile accident in which White was identified as a hit-and-run driver and arrested. Before Clark Kent, who as we know is Superman, could expose the frame-up, Harry Niles, who pretended to be the hit-and-run victim, disappeared from the city hospital with Dr. Tobin, another Hickey henchman. While Kent searched for Dr. Tobin, Candy Myers, a private detective, learned that Niles was hiding out in an isolated farmhouse. And accompanied by Lois Lane, girl reporter, he went out to confirm his tip. But they were surprised and captured by Niles' uncle, an ex-convict named Nelson. And now in the farmhouse kitchen, Lois and Candy face two guns.
All right, you two, talk up. What was your angle in tracking me out here? Was it to get me down to police headquarters and show them I wasn't even scratched in that phony hit-and-run deal?
Well, no. We...
No use, Miss Lane. They're wise to us.
You bet we are.
Well, what are you going to do about it, Niles?
You're a bright boy. What do you think I'm going to do?
If you're smart, you won't try anything rough. Because, like I told you, certain Daily Planet reporter and Inspector Henderson know about this place. Chances are they're on their way out here right now. So if anything happens to Miss Lane or to me, they'll know who did it.
Hey, get some rope.
What for?
We're going to take these two up to the old quarry and tie them up there. Then we'll get rid of them, and after that, you and me will hide out in Masterson's cave until the elections are over. Henderson or nobody else will find us there.
They sure won't. You got a head on you, Harry.
Hurry it up!
As the two ex-convicts tie Lois Lane and Candy Myers' hands and ankles before taking them to the old quarry, Clark Kent is in the office of a public garage in Metropolis, where he is talking with Mr. Collins, the garage manager.
It's been over 3 hours since Dr. Tobin phoned Mr. Collins. I'm beginning to think he changed his mind about coming over for his car.
Could be. Maybe he figured you'd be waiting for him here, Mr. Kent.
Yeah, that's possible. Well, I might as well go back to the office. Maybe they'll have some good news for me there.
Wait. Here comes Dr. Tobin now.
Really? Wait.
Look. The fellow with the little mustache, just crossing the street. You see?
Yes, I see him. Look, Mr. Collins, you know what to do, don't you?
Leave it to me, Mr. Kent. Mike Hickey condemned my garage once, bankrupt me because I wouldn't pay graft to his mobsters. I'll do anything I can to get back at him.
Okay, this is your chance, so go to it.
Leaving the office, Clark Kent runs up the ramp in the garage to the shadowy second floor, where a long row of cars stand, unattended. Then, behind the end car, under an open skylight, he swiftly strips off his business suit to stand revealed in the blue costume and brilliant red cape of Superman. A moment later, when Dr. Tobin, dressed in dapper fashion, his Humberg hat perched jauntily on the side of his head, approaches his car, Superman steps out to meet him. Good evening, Dr. Tobin.
Who are you?
I'm Superman. Don't you recognize me?
Super. Oh, go on, you're crazy. Get out of my way. Do I want my car?
Suppose we have a little talk first, Doctor.
I haven't time
about
to...
Harry Niles. That's...
Harry Niles?
Yes. Where is Mr. Niles, Doctor? Did you know?
Now, look here, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going out to get the police.
Oh, no, Doctor. No, you're staying right here until I get the truth.
Let go. Help! Help!
Shouting won't help you. Nothing, not even Mike Hickey can help you now, so stand still and talk.
There's nothing to talk about. I did nothing wrong.
Oh, is that so? Then why did you remove Niles from the city hospital before a legitimate physician appointed by the governor could examine him?
Because there were threats made against Niles' life, and mine, too, by White's friend.
That's a lie, and you know it. You spirited Niles away because you know if a legitimate physician examined him, he'd find nothing wrong with him. That would put Niles and you and Hickey, too, in danger of a penitentiary sentence
for conspiracy. No, that's not true. I tell you, Niles was seriously hurt. Practically every bone in his body was broken.
Don't tell me that, because I saw Niles, and I know he wasn't even scratched. Now, I want to know where you took Niles.
It's none of your business.
I'm making it my business, Doctor. Because the proper authorities have been handcuffed by Mike Hickey, who thinks he's the law. He must be shown he's wrong. Quickly now, where is Harry Niles?
I won't tell you.
I warn you, Tobin.
You can't do anything to me.
You'll find out, will you?
No, let me go.
Up through that open skylight. No. Up and away!
We're flying. Don't drop me.
You're willing to tell the truth now?
Please, take me down. You might drop me.
I might indeed, unless you talk fast and truthfully. Where is Harry Niles?
I don't know.
You're a disgrace to an honorable profession, Doctor, and I'm sure the Medical Association would be well rid of you, so...
No, don't drop me.
All right, then tell me. Where is Niles?
All right. I left him in the County Forest Preserve.
The County Forest Preserve?
Yes. His uncle's farm is near there. I didn't want to be seen near the farm with the ambulance.
You're going to be seen near it now. Away! You're sure this is the farmhouse, Dr. Tobin?
Yes, this is it.
Why is it empty?
Sure, I don't know. Niles was going to hide out here with his uncle until after the election.
Wait a minute. Scented perfume in the room. Yes, it's the perfume Miss Lane wears. That means she was here with Candy Myers. Candy told Mr. White he thought he knew where Niles was. But where are they now?
Well, maybe your friends took Niles back to Metropolis.
We'll soon find out. Come along.
Huh? Where are we going?
They left Metropolis to come here only a couple of hours ago. So they must have left here very recently. If they started back to Metropolis, we'll find them quickly. Up with you. Now, up and away! Leaping up from the farmhouse steps with the cringing little doctor in his arms, Superman streaks away through the night sky toward Metropolis, vainly searching the road below for a car bearing his friends and Harry Niles. But as we know, Niles, with Candy and Lois as his prisoners, is not en route to Metropolis. We'll be back in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode, so stand by!
Say, when your whole crowd's collecting the same thing, like those 24 pep photos of outstanding stars, then the excitement really piles up.
Right. Which one of you will complete your collection first? Yes, there's fun galore, because these pep photos are the snappiest collector's item since way back when.
Remember, a photo of a star is yours as a prize. One in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal.
Yes, sir. An actual candid camera-sized photo of a famous screen or sports star, like Virginia Mayo of Sam Goldwyn movies. And Orville Grove, the Chicago White Sox pitcher.
Right. And they're just two of the 24 stars in the whole series. Collecting them's exciting, and swapping them's exciting, especially the photo swap way.
Correct. Photo swap's the thrilling game you play to trade your duplicate. photos with friends. And the ones you get in exchange will help complete your collection of all 24 stars.
Now, here's the lowdown. Always carry with you the photos you want to swap. Carry at least two or more. Then, when you meet a collector pal, you both pull out your duplicates and turn them face down in your hands. Okay? Here's what you say. Hey, photo swap.
Yup.
Then swap two off the top. Now you exchange, sight unseen, the two top photos in your hands. And that's photo swap. It's excitement plus.
Right. Like the fun of eating Pep, those crisp flakes of good whole wheat. At breakfast, you'll like to spoon in that Pep so fast, your arm will go like a pump handle.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Carrying Dr. Tobin, Superman has been through the sky to the city limits of Metropolis, darting and circling to scan every car on every road below him. But he has failed to find the car carrying Lois Lane, Candy Myers, and Harry Niles. Now, convinced that something must have happened to his friends, the Man of Steel hurtles back to the farmhouse like a thunderbolt and ranges over the dark countryside of farm and woodland and swamp, searching for his friends. Meanwhile, on the edge of a deep black quarry, Lois Lane and Candy Myers, their arms and ankles tied, stand facing the guns of Harry Niles and his gaunt uncle.
Okay, Uncle, all set. Let them have it. Now!
Their faces drained of color, Lois and Candy see the guns raised and aimed at them, and slowly realize that this appears to be the end for them. How will Superman, who is not yet at hand, be able to save the gallant girl reporter and the loyal, likable private detective? What will happen now to Mike Hickey's corrupt machine that flourishes in Metropolis like an evil weed? Be sure to hear tomorrow's exciting, action-packed episode when strange and thrilling things happen. Don't fail to tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 13 of Ruler of Darkness on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Say, are you a candy maker?
What do you mean? I'm an announcer, I hope.
Well, then you'd better announce to your family that you'd like someone to make you Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares. Crunchy, light as a feather marshmallow squares. Golden all through with toasted bubbles of rice. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Sure, that very same breakfast cereal is doubling for candy in a terrific way.
I'm for it. When do we eat?
Today. Just get somebody to fix you Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares. The quick, easy recipes right on the package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.